بعد كده بيزاين مش نداود هيثم بفرش من اكيو اكيو ذات هاد ا هاتر اكيو بس هاتر اكيو واز نوت اتاكت تو ذا كيو ذا كيو واز بليسد اون توب اوف ذا هاتر اكيو ذا هاتر اكيو واز ا بيس تو ذا كيو اند ات اكستندد ات سيلف اول ذا واي اراوند ذا كيو بس ذا كيو واز نوت اتاكت تو ات بزمان شي غبور سولوش ات بوث متامي بماغا اوفاب. If the rim around the Chazar Akir is at least three exposed high, three finger width high, then the Chazar Akir is considered a chalik of the Kira, it's considered part of the Kira even though it's not attached to it. And if it becomes Tamei B'maga or V'Aveh, that a Tuma came into contact with the inside of the Chazar Akira or was placed in the Aveh of the Chazar Akira, the Kira would also become Tamei. And the same would be true vice versa. If the Kira became Tamei B'maga or V'Aveh, the Chazar Akira also would become Tamei. It's a chalik of the Kira, even though it's not attached to it. Bechusamika, oishahaisa chalaka, tahir. But if the rim around the Chazar Akira was less than three exposed high, or if the Chazar Akira was totally flat, it did not have any rim at all, then it would be tahira. Then, if it would become tamei b'maga or b'aver, the Kira would not become tamei at all. And vice versa also is true, that if the Kira became tamei b'maga or b'aver, the Chazar Akira would not become tamei at all. As since it's not attached to the Kira, and it doesn't have a rim that's at least three exposed high, it's not considered a part of the Kira at all. It's not even a yad to the Kira, so therefore, one would not have anything to do with the other. If one became Tamei, the other one would remain Tar. Even if it became Tamei, but Maga would not be Matamei the other. It put a Kira Slesha, shall sell us exposed, Matamei, but Maga, Uvav. A Kira that has its putin. These are short legs that are made out of hair. They are attached to the bottom of the kira. If it had three peputim that are three exposed high, if the peputim became tamei b'maga uva'aver, a tumah touched the inside of the left, or was put into the aver in between the left, then the kira also would become tamei. That is considered part of the kira. And so too, if the kira became tamei b'maga uva'aver, these peputim also would be tamei. Pachas mikan koshken hein tmeim v'afilu hein arba. If the peputim are less than three exposed high, then certainly they would become tamei. If the kira was tamei, they also would become tamei, and vice versa. And the shorter the legs are, the more they're considered part of the kira. And even if there are four legs, there's one leg in each corner of the kira, it's still considered part of the kira. If one would become tamei, the other also would be tamei. But if there are more than four legs, it would no longer be considered part of the kira. Sachet kelam parazayim mishnah hey nito echad mehem mitamei b'maga ve'enam mitamei b'aver divrei Rabbi Meir. We had in the previous mishnah that a kira with three peputim, three short legs, that are made out of chert. Those peputim are considered part of the kira. As they become tamei, the kira becomes tamei with them. Now the mishnah tells them if one of those peputim is removed, so now there's only two legs left to this kira. In such a case, the peputim are no longer considered a chelik of the kira. They're not part of the kira. And only if the peputim become tamei b'maga, that a Dever Tamei comes into contact with the Pitputim, then the Kira would become Tamei with it, as that is the din of a Yad, that if it becomes Tamei B'maga, it would be Matamei the Kira also. But it would not be Matamei the Kira B'aver. If a Dever Tamei is Matamei the Pitputim B'aver, does not come in direct contact with the Pitputim, it's only in the Aver of the Pitputim. In such a case, the Pitputim would become Tamei, but the Kira would not become Tamei with it, since it's only a Yad, it's not considered a Chelek of the Kira. Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon holds that in such a case that one pitput is removed, then even if the pitputim become tamei b'maga, it would not be metamei the kira. According to Rabbi Shimon, with only two legs left, it's not even considered a yad of the kira. Asa shnayim zekneged metamei b'maga uva'aver divrei Rabbi Meir. But if lechatchila they only made two pitputim to the kira, they originally made two legs to the kira. In such a case, it has a din like it's part of the kira itself, so therefore, whether it becomes Tamei B'maga or B'aver, it would be Matamei the Kira, according to Rabbi Meir. Only if it originally had three legs and then one was removed, it's less stable that way, since it originally had three, so therefore it's no longer a Chelek of the Kira, it's only a Yad to the Kira. But in this case, where they originally made two Peputim to the Kira, so they did it in such a way that it would be stable, so therefore it's considered a Chelek of the Kira, and whether the Kira or the Peputim become Tamei B'maga or B'aver, the entire thing will become Tamei. Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon holds in such a case that they lechatchila made two peputim to the kira, and had the same din as if they made three originally and one was removed, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be tar, meaning to say that if the peputim become tamei ben b'maga ben b'aver, the kira would not become tamei with it, and so too vice versa. If the kira becomes tamei, the peputim would not become tamei with it. Hayigbar Mishalosh et Spos. Mishalosh Ulamata Matamim Bamaga Uvaber. Mishalosh Ulamala Matam Bamaga Bana Matam Baber. Dibrabimus. If the legs of the Kira, the Pitputum of the Kira, they made longer than they usually do, they made it longer than 3 et Spos. In such a case, we would not say the entire Pitputum is considered a chelik of the Kira. But since they're longer than what's needed, only 3 et Spos worth, 3 finger width worth, is considered a chelik of the Kira, so therefore, the first 3 et Spos, if they become tame, the Kira would become tame with it, whether it became tame b'maga or v'aver, anything more than 3 et Spos, that part of the Pitputum is not considered a chelik of the Kira. Only a yad to the Kira, so therefore, only if it becomes tame b'maga would the Kira become tame with it. But if it became tame b'aver, the Kira would not become tame with it, according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, we would split the Pitputum into two sections, 3 et Spos worth would be considered a chelik of the Kira, but whatever is more than that would only be a yad to the Kira. Rabbi Shimon Mitai. Rabbi Shimon is Mitai, that part of the Pitputum that's more than 3 et Spos. According to Rabbi Shimon, the part of the Pitputum that are more than 3 et Spos are not considered a part of the Kira at all, not even a yad to the Kira. So therefore, if the Kira becomes tummy, that part of the Pitputum does not become tummy. And if that part of the Pitputum becomes tummy, whether it becomes tummy b'maga or b'aver, the Kira would not become tummy with it. Hayu Meshucha Minas Safa. If the Pitputum of the Kira jut out farther than the Safa, the rim of the Kira, B'tosholosh etzpoz metame b'maga uva'aver. Chut mikimot etzpoz metame b'maga b'ena metame b'aver dibri Rabbi Meir. The Pitputum extended so that farther than 3 etzpoz. But part of the Pitputum are within 3 etzpoz is the rim of the Kira, and part of the Pitputum are more than 3 etzpoz away from the rim of the Kira. So Rabbi Meir said, the part of the Pitputum that are within 3 etzpoz from the rim of the Kira are considered part of the Kira, and therefore, if they become tummy, whether they become tummy b'maga or b'aver, the Kira would become tummy with it. But the part of the Pitputum that's outside of 3 etzpoz from the rim of the Kira would not be part of the Kira, would only be a yad to the Kira, so therefore, only if that part of the Pitputum becomes tummy b'maga, does the Kira become tummy with it. But if they become tummy b'aver, the Kira would not become tummy with it. Rabbi Shimon Mitar. Rabbi Shimon is Mitar, the part of the Pitputum that extends themselves out 3 etzpoz farther out than the rim of the Kira. According to Rabbi Shimon, that part of the Pitputum is not considered part of the Kira at all, not even a yad to the Kira, so therefore, even if they become tummy in b'maga, the Kira would not become tummy with it. And so too, even if the Kira becomes tummy with maga, that part of the Pitputum would remain tar.